33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm Laura Rice, in for David Brown. Did you watch the big SpaceX rocket launch last week? It was pretty remarkable to see a massive rocket lifting a payload of over 60 tons into space and then gracefully touching down. It got a lot of people thinking about the possibilities of commercial spaceflight, and that may include the Trump administration. In the administration's new budget proposal, it proposed privatizing the International Space Station by the year 2025. Here to tell us more about what that might look like is Eric Kneeler. He's a science and technology correspondent for Wired. Eric, thanks so much for joining us on the Texas Standard.
My pleasure.
So there have been rumors and discussions, I guess, for a while about privatizing the International Space Station. What's different now?
Well, this really represents an official policy statement of the new Trump administration that this is the direction that NASA is going to head. In years past, there've been a lot of discussion and committees and so forth to talk about this, about what the future of the International Space Station should really be. Mm-hmm. But this is a real decision point.
The federal government has outsourced much of the work that used to be done by NASA. What's different about the space station itself?
Well, it's really one of the few remnants of an international coalition of You have technology, you have, for example, there's a big robot arm on the space station that lifts and grabs satellites that was built and put there by Canada. Russia now takes astronauts to the space station for the past few years because the United States doesn't have the capability of getting there after the shuttle was retired. So you have other countries pitching in, and yet you have a decision by the Trump administration that NASA needs to get out of the business of running this station, at least the money, and now it's time for private enterprise to step up.
Well, could these other countries say, no, that's not cool, we don't support that, you have to come to a deal with us on this?
Well, that remains to be seen, and as we've seen with other international agreements, they're going to have to be either renegotiated or just sort of dropped. So I think there's some details to be worked out. I think there's, on the other hand, there is a lot of excitement on the part of private industry to get up there, to see what they can do with a little bit of government help over the next 5 to 7 years. They see something called a low-Earth economy with the space station as sort of a platform for them.
Well, talk to me about that. I mean, what kinds of businesses might be interested in buying a piece of the space station?
Right. Well, there are some things that they believe they can actually manufacture up there. There was already been something built up there, which is sort of a very high bandwidth fiber optic cable that can carry a lot more data. And it's something about the way zero gravity works that some things are easier to build up there. Of course, this has to be scaled up. Building a very small thing isn't the same as building a factory in space. This decision to privatize the station kind of allows companies to start building these business plans and start attracting investors. There are medical experiments. There are crystals and drugs that proteins that can be put together in space without gravity that form in different ways. There's also good old space tourism, taking a ride, an expensive ride up there for wealthy individuals who want to see what it's like to see the Earth.
Well, not everybody's excited about this. Texas Senator Ted Cruz, who chairs the Senate Space Subcommittee, said, quote, "I hope that those reports, I guess, of defunding the International Space Station prove as unfounded as Bigfoot," and he chalked the idea up to what he called numbskulls at the Office of Management and Budget. Why do folks like Senator Cruz think this is such a bad idea?
Well, you know, Texas has a huge aerospace industry, and there's fears that if the pullout is too quick, there's a lot of jobs at stake. Senator Nelson, a Democratic senator from Florida, he's also spoken out against this. So there's a lot of work to be done before this is really going to be reality.
And that will happen. The lawmakers will get a chance to get at this proposal.
Yes.
But how likely do you think it is that we see some degree of privatization at the space station in, say, the next 10 years?
I think there's a good chance. I think you're going to see a hybrid model. You may see astronauts maybe doing more work to help commercial firms and less work on research. There's been more than 20 years of research on the station. Perhaps the astronauts get assigned different sorts of tasks while in orbit. So that's very interesting. I think there's there are some issues with the foreign partners. I mean, would Russia, who's a huge partner, would they get to decide what kind of company gets on there? Mm. I mean, would you have a Russian company on the space station? Would that be something that the Trump administration or NASA could live with? It's a question that nobody really seems to have thought about yet.
Eric Kneeler covers science and technology for Wired. We'll have a link to his latest at texasstandard.org. Eric, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you.